Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Are you so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rob Riegel going to phone the program later this week. Also, Tim Matheson and Nick Hoff will be in the studio, and Nick Allen will be in the studio. Live week of broadcasting. Father's Day week, we like to call this, if you didn't have enough of it yesterday. Craig Evans in the house.
Yeah, I'm just looking at one of the kids on the Stranger Things
I never watched
Netflix
it.
Show. He's starting. He's apparently starting a new Netflix prank show.
Okay.
Where they get a couple of people who think they're starting their new job.
That's not been done before at all. No, it's been done a ton of times.
Yeah. No. This is people who are getting a new job. People who think they're going to start making an actual living.
And then they screw them over.
Oh, and then
they're
saying,
oh, no, you don't really have a job.
That's not a job.
That's just horrible.
That's
kind of
mean.
You don't have a job.
That's just mean.
Yeah, you need a job.
Just a dick. You're just a dick.
Come on, we'll give you a job. No.
Just kidding.
No job for you.
No job for
Jokes
you.
Jokes on you.
No job for you.
Prank shows.
Yeah, no, that's pretty harsh, man. You no job having some of a bitch. That's still what you are. Yeah, no job having some bitch.
You know, this came up last week in a roundabout way, and not specifically, but it was on this date in 2012. That they say that Bruce Springsteen played his longest show ever.
I did hear this one.
In Madrid.
A little over 4 hours, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No.
No?
350, 315,
5.
I thought he broke the 4 hour mark at some point on that tour.
I think you're right, puss.
348 is what this says.
348. Mr. I Can't Hang.
Now, it may have been the longest at the time. This was in 2012.
That's a long show. Yeah, and unnecessary.
That's too much.
I'm a huge Bruce fan, but that's unnecessary.
I like
any
Bruce,
band, I don't want to see that much.
I like Bruce Springsteen, too, but you leave them wanting more.
Right.
A couple hours is plenty of entertainment.
Yep. And that's even long for a concert.
Right.
For a headliner, 2 hours is long.
People who listen to this show will tell you that.
We give you.
Yeah, those guys go about 2.5 hours too long every day.
I should go about an hour too long, and that's this hour here.
Yeah, this says a show in MetLife Stadium in 2016. He went 4 hours exactly.
So he beat that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he beat it later.
Yeah.
So that's when you the first strains of the guitar bang until thank you off the stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
4 hours on the nose.
Have you listened to the new album?
No, I didn't download it yet. I've been busy.
Mine's on the way.
It's
in the mail.
I want to get the CD.
Oh.
Is that where you get the CD?
I actually bought it on vinyl, and you get a download code with
it. Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah.
I'll show you how to do that.
I listen to
I'm clueless, man.
90-second
I'm aware
clips
of the technology.
Yeah. Of a bunch of the songs.
You help me out,
and
I know.
They're all kind of sleepy.
Yeah, it's a Southern California slash, it's the beach, the Southern California sound in the late 60s, early 70s, they say it is, yeah. I heard the first single.
Yeah. But they also said he's got a whole other record of stuff for the band that they want to record this year and tour on next year.
Yeah,
so
this is one of those
it's
records.
It's a solo album.
And that may include a couple of songs that rock.
Yeah,
this is a solo album.
Not that I heard on the solo album. What, Western Stars? Is that what it's called? Yeah. Really rocked that much.
But I like his slow stuff.
His solo albums tend to be a little bit more subdued.
Yeah. Devils and Dust and all that stuff. Yeah,
Goes to Tom Joe, right. Nebraska was kind of a... You know, subdued record.
Yeah, is it supposed to be like a concept album?
Yes, it is kind of. It's all the Canyon sound, late 60s, early 70s in Southern California. That's what I read, at least. I haven't heard the whole thing.
Well, there's a lot of Western references.
I'm gonna go to the record store today and buy the CD.
You're going to go search for a record store first.
Can I get the CD at a retail store? I hate to sound like an old guy, but
yes.
Please tell me where.
We have a record store in town.
I know.
And
the CD's there.
Go there.
Good.
Yeah.
Any of the big stores carry CDs anymore? Or are they done?
No, they got rid of them at Target about a year ago.
I think that the Target by my house still has some.
No, mine no CDs.
Not
at
much.
Target. No CDs at Target. None for you. No job for you.
They even have vinyl. They have vinyl at the Target by where I live.
When I was looking for the first Strut CD about two years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, a buddy ended up getting it for me. But I literally drove past an old location of a record store. Assuming it was still in the strip mall.
No.
And because I hadn't been to a record store forever. And I just drove by, looked over, I said, well, that's, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I'm like,
wow.
I'm like ancient.
Well, you forget sometimes.
I totally forget.
It might be a month. It might have been 5 years.
It didn't exist. I think Todd and I did a broadcast there in 96. And I think I could have drove past there today and got the record because I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Every weekend I go to the old drive-thru and it's not there. It's like, you think I'd learn.
They're going to be open next weekend. They must just be on vacation.
What are you doing? We're going to the drive-thru or the drive-in movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not there. Been gone for years, apparently.
Earlier today we mentioned a death. Famous Italian director Franco Zeffirelli passed away at the age of 96. A lot of people are familiar with him, less so myself, but nevertheless. He was picked by about five different players in the Deadpool. Franco was picked by Alan Alda. Craig's redhead nurse. Limp Ditka's gets a hit with Franco. Papa Panda Sexy Pants gets a hit. And Well Hung for a Varmint.
We need the history behind Well Hung for a Varmint, where that name came from.
Is that a line from Caddyshack?
Did he mumble that? I swear that just came. It had to come from the show. Somebody probably just threw that off and it stuck to somebody's head.
Something like that. Yeah. Sad news. This might actually be sad news. Shrimp season delayed in the Gulf Coast.
Oh,
I'm going to be there in a week.
The coast there is, I guess a lot of the coast is, the ocean is not conducive to life.
There are places where that is true. In this case, the Department of Marine Resources says that the 2019 shrimp season is not underway just yet because the shrimp still are not big enough. Typically by Father's Day, locals along the coast and are able to go get their new seafood, their fresh seafood. But experts say that there was an opening of a spillway there in Louisiana, and that is likely affecting the shrimp's growth rate this year. They also say there's fewer shrimp this year. So look out for the the Gulf Coast shrimp season.
That'll give me something to talk to somebody about. How about that shrimp season?
Yeah. When are we going to start being able to go shrimping?
They'll know I'm not a local just by if I say that with no accent. When can we go shrimping? Who's the Yankee? Shut up.
Yeah, go into the whole Bubba Gump rap there.
Yeah, I'll do that bit. They love that bit.
Barbecued, boiling, broiling, pineapple shrimp.
I think that's actually a jailable offense in New Orleans. I think they can legally arrest you and detain you
and probably
doing
beat
that.
You up too.
Shrimp
probably
Creole,
just beat you up.
He resisted gumbo. Arrest. We had to beat him down.
He went into that stupid Bubba Gump reference.
Coconut shrimp, shrimp salad, shrimp salmon.
The mayor of Phoenix has apologizing because of the nationwide outrage over the video showing the arrest of a black mother and father. The mayor, Kate Gallego, took to Twitter over the weekend to call the actions of the two Phoenix PD officers completely inappropriate and clearly unprofessional.
It's funny you mentioned a video of someone being arrested where it was a horrible thing the cops did. And I don't know which one it is because I hear these stories every week. Is this the one where they the daughter took just a doll?
Yes.
Man, I heard
and
this
coming. The family
coming in.
Wasn't aware of it. And,
yeah,
but they were, and then she took it. We'll give it back.
Right, but the cops were just outrageously over the top.
Oh yeah,
a real
cell
young
phone
family
video
too.
Taken by witness shows officers who were not wearing body cams. Pointing guns and yelling threats at the man and the pregnant fiance. They were with their two young daughters, one of which the family admitted took a doll from the dollar store.
Yeah,
the officers involved have been placed on desk duty.
You said
pending an investigation. The mayor is apologizing.
Yeah, that is that profile with the two white cops? It doesn't really have to be white cops.
I don't recall.
Either way, it's wrong. You know.
Well, black cops are just as guilty.
They are, although they are. Oh, they totally are. You're right. They're right.
Yeah, no matter. It was a giant overreaction.
Right.
Guns should not need to be drawn over a dollar store Barbie doll.
Exactly. How even if the parents took it, if they didn't, the kid just grabbed it.
Yeah.
They didn't know the kid had it.
Yeah.
Kids grab stuff in stores. I remember those days.
They do. It's just right there.
Right.
I need that.
Yeah, I need that. Forgot my wallet. I'll take that. Kids always say that.
Wallet, schmallet.
Dad's got it. He's good for it.
Yeah.
So Green Giant funded a study asking about our favorite vegetables. And so they come up with the graphic of each state's favorite vegetable.
Oh, jeez.
And by far...
corn.
Carrots.
Each state's favorite vegetable.
Corn.
Corn's only a handful. Not Iowa. Not any of our surrounding states is the favorite vegetable corn. Only in the Nebraska corn.
Because we're the corn huskers. What the hell? I have no idea. Why am I not coming
green
up with
beans?
Vegetables in my head that people that universally loved?
I'm trying to think cooked or raw.
No, that's just vegetables, right?
Just vegetables,
peas.
Period. No.
No, that's pretty.
Favorite vegetables.
Tomato.
Broccoli. No,
broccoli.
Tomato's a fruit.
Broccoli?
Green beans, broccoli, cauliflower.
Broccoli.
That's not my favorite.
Onion.
I don't know. It's very, from what I know, it's very few people's favorites.
Yeah, I'll eat it, but it's not my favorite. If I had to list my top five vegetables, that's Todd's bit. I'm not going
to touch
it. I'm not touching that bit.
But if you had to.
Number one would not be broccoli.
Right. Would it be in the top three?
What am I missing here? Name all the veggies.
And then there's carrots and cauliflower that got picked.
I like asparagus.
If I'm just taking a spoon of something, that's not about what's good for me or nothing like that, it'd be corn, easily.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. Just a spoon of something, my favorite vegetable would be corn. And I thought we'd talk about that this morning, so I thought about it last night.
I might say carrots, because I like carrots raw and cooked.
I might talk about raw and cooked. We're just talking about the veggie. That's all the question is.
Yeah, I know,
is.
But I'm just saying, how likely
two
am
states.
I to have it?
Two states, their favorite.
I like
was,
corn on the cob.
Carrot.
I'll be Bubba Shrimp. I like cream corn. I like corn on the cob.
Scalloped
like
corn.
Broccoli, I love that. Yeah.
Asparagus. Brussels sprouts.
Nope, corn for me.
Maters.
Corn. Seven I like states. Everything, but corn's my
seven
favorite.
Seven states picked corn. Two states picked carrots. One state cauliflower.
There's a potato.
Potato.
Idaho.
Is a vegetable on this list.
That's Idaho.
It is a vegetable.
Only one state voted the potato as its favorite vegetable in 2019. Five states chose it in 2018, but only one this year.
How about a nice cucumber?
How nice.
Absent from the list this year. Last year, it was the favorite of New Mexico and Louisiana.
That's
garlic?
Not on the list.
Kale?
Everybody, no mention of the kale on the list.
I don't know why. Just hates on the kale.
No, apparently
it's not
no flavor.
Good.
It's good for you. Just no flavor.
I beg to differ. If you can
put a dressing on it, yeah,
cook it up and sprinkle a little Parmesan cheese on
that
it.
That gives it flavor. Then
that's pretty good.
Exactly.
So 39 states chose broccoli as their favorite.
Well, they're wrong.
Vegetable.
They're wrong.
Oh, absolutely. Alaska chose asparagus.
I like asparagus.
Arkansas.
I'll eat all this stuff.
Chose potatoes.
No, I eat all this stuff.
New Mexico and Louisiana, the cucumber.
Cabbage? No cabbage on there?
No cabbage on the list of favorites. Yep.
No mushroom? Magic?
Oh, I like mushrooms.
Magic or otherwise?
Should we count that as a vegetable?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Or is that a root?
No, it's not a root. It doesn't grow under the ground.
I like smelling shiitake.
Mm-hmm. Shiitake. Yeah. And I never call it that at a restaurant, right. Ever.
About peppers? You know, I like some peppers in a nice fajita.
You got a list in front of you, don't you? I know you do.
Now I do.
Yes, the waiter. Does that have that take mushrooms on them? I like those take mushrooms.
I like seeing that in print. I always do a double take when I see the shiitake mushrooms in print.
Shiitake.
A Los Angeles law firm representing several recording artists plans to file legal action in response to a news story about the 2008 fire at Universal Studios Hollywood. The report said a large number of original master recordings belonging to the Universal Music Group were destroyed in the blaze. The New York Times Magazine story said some of the artists whose work was lost in the fire. Lost in the fire. Original stuff. Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington, Dizzy Gillespie, Muddy Waters, Etta James, Count Basie, Bill Haley and the Comets, The Kingsmen, plus newer artists, Tom Petty, and many others. Lost.
Anybody alive?
Fire.
They all can't go back and do them again. Everybody you mentioned is dead there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Might be a Kingsman left.
Yeah, there are some. Well, this encompasses the rock groups that we love as well.
Oh, okay. Got it.
That we love as well. All of their old masters gone.
What happens then?
Well, that's what they're trying to figure out because Universal didn't tell them.
Okay.
At the time, they said that it affected mostly movies. And it was a horrible thing, and people were very, very sad about it. But now they're figuring out, oh, no, it's music masters, too, that, technically I own, but you've got, or you own, but it's there. And now they are trying to figure out, wait a minute, where's all this music?
I'll just go by the record store today and look for some.
Yeah. Well, these are original
I know.
Master recordings that cannot be gotten again.
A fire is a fire, though. How do you just insurance pays off and nothing you can do about it, right? Nobody's fault.
But if you find any,
they don't know. They're not being told that they were that they were burned up.
Pick one up for me if you find like an original master Tom Petty. Any kind of Tom Petty master recording.
All right.
I'll pay you back.
I got to find out where the record store is. I know where it's at.
Downtown.
I know it's downtown.
Huh.
Another death?
Yeah.
Who died?
Gloria Vanderbilt died.
Oh, that's, what's his face's mom?
Anderson Cooper's mom,
right.
Yeah.
Famous socialite from New York City.
And a distant aunt to Peggy Vanderbilt.
Yeah. And also Peggy Vanderbilt, that's... That's your porn name.
Thank you.
Yeah. Was she, and also Vanderbilt won the other day, and they played tomorrow night.
Related to Commodore Vanderbilt?
The Vanderbilt family, yeah.
Yeah, there was a, 41 players had Gloria Vanderbilt.
I think they named the university after him. I don't think he had much to do with
donation.
It.
Donation. We talked about this already, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He wrote a big check.
Right.
Which is all you really need.
Yeah. But he didn't get in there, you know, and physically build anything. He just wrote a big check.
Well, yeah.
How many people had Gloria Vanderbilt?
It looks like 41.
She was in her 90s, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was 95, but we got to get Len on this.
All right. Score that.
Yeah, we got to get some things taken care
of. LD's probably laying in a tanning booth as we speak, naked, sweating.
Oh, God,
naked
why?
And
why?
Sweating in a tanning booth now. He's got a week or so, and he's heading out of town.
I think he has
his day. Is he gone now?
No, he's going the week we're leaving.
Right. He leaves Friday.
He has a UV flashlight that he can aim directly at his dink just to tan that thing up
that
a little bit.
That doesn't sound safe.
Sounds like a,
well, it's on a timer.
A laser might burn a hole in that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on a timer.
His eyes, he's got the, I hate to say the word, but he's got the Trump white eyes from tanning.
The raccoon
that
eyes.
LD does, yeah.
But, funny. He will trick you into hitting his dink with that flashlight.
Yeah.
How many times did he trick you on the golf course?
About 10 minutes at a time. Three times. Three or four times.
You got a short one, Craig?
Sort of.
Yeah. And then one time when he was asleep, I did it just for fun.
That stuck to the tape, by the way.
Yeah, I took it out and
oh, you did?
Shined the flashlight, the ultraviolet ray flashlight.
A Florida man is accused of stealing over 70 floating pool toys.
That's a boring hobby.
That's a whole different form of noodling.
That's a fetish.
Yeah. Is it a fetish?
The Palm Bay Police Department says 35-year-old Chris Monin is charged with burglary of an occupied dwelling, criminal mischief, petty theft. He allegedly told police that he stole pool toys for sex.
Ah!
Bingo!
Yes!
You don't steal 70 pool toys unless you're banging them.
And the noodles have a hole in the end, don't they, Puss?
Yeah.
Okay. Pretty sure.
Oh, Todd. But that's a rough hole.
If you
that's
say
like
so.
Styrofoam. That would hurt.
Apparently, the city of Palm Bay has been hit with pool toy thefts for the last 7 months.
So he's just humping various animals afloat in the pool?
No, he's, like
whatever.
Yourself, humping various rafts.
Oh, well, yeah. You don't hump then.
You
rub your nipples raw on those. Nothing wrong with that.
Just how stimulating pool toys are.
No, they rub your nipples raw, the canvas rafts.
Whatever gets you to sleep at night, man.
Well, that gets me to sleep a lot, actually.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.